Hi, I'm Sheila Scruggs. The Pup and Paws cast is presented by Dog & Company, South Jefferson Avenue in Cookeville, right across from D.T. McCall & Sons. Call 528-BARK. Shelley's Angel Saving Strays is a nonprofit organization. We're going to find out more about it from Beth Smith and Pam Stout. They are dog foster moms and also help work with Shelley's Angel Saving Strays. Welcome.
Thanks, Sheila, for having us.
So my first question is, really, how did Shelley's Angels get started, Pam?
Shelley moved here from Chicago, Illinois in
2003.
Yes. And immediately there were strays everywhere. So she would stop and pick them up, her and her husband, Ed, and collect them. Didn't know what to do with them. That's where the group came together and she started adopting them out.
Shelley was one person who looked around at a problem and said, you know what, I can be part of the problem or I can be part of the solution. And I don't know what I'm going to do. But she made an effort, you know, and started doing it on her own and then started recruiting other like-minded crazy dog ladies, as we refer to ourselves, into the mix. And, you know, here we are 15 years later, still trying to save every life that we possibly can.
Pam, what made you start helping Shelley's Angels?
Well, I was one that was picking them up off the street and didn't know what to do with them. So they were a part of the family. They didn't even have a name. And Christy Meyer introduced me to Shelley. And that's where the first dog I had, Shelley, she said, what was her name? And I said, she doesn't have a name. Her name's Dog, because if I name her, she stays. And she'd been with me for a year. So Shelley named her and posted her, and that's where it started.
Beth, what about you? How did you hear about Shelley?
I had worked with Pam through the shelter, through my volunteer work with the Cookeville Putnam County Animal Shelter for, I guess, 2 or 3 years or more. Pam would come in on the rare chance that they had some open space, would come in and pull dogs from the shelter, especially when we were super, you know, when they were super overcrowded. And over time, I kind of got into it. I had told Pam, I made the mistake of saying, in an emergency, that I would take in a foster dog. I'm pretty sure that it wasn't too terribly long before that first emergency popped up. And it always starts the same way. I get a picture on my phone. I don't get there's usually not even a message. It's just a face pops up on the phone from Pam.
Look at this face.
Of some poor little pitiful sweet something, you know, that needs a home. And it's like, I usually ask the obligatory, is it male, female, how old, you know, and have a name, knowing the entire time that my answer is, of course, going to be, of course, you know, I can't say no. I mean, it matters. I mean, like I said, those years at the shelter, you see just how crucial that these rescues are to this area in helping reduce the, you know, the over pet population. And so, again, I couldn't say no, and I don't think I've ever said no. I'm kind of known as the foster of bring me the saddest, most bony, starved, pitiful thing you can find.
And you'll say
and
yes.
And I'll fatten it up and make it all sweet and pretty.
What's funny is Pam showed us a picture of one of the dogs that have been really, you could see skin and bones. And then just a week after staying with you, that dog looked pretty healthy.
Well, Pam and I have an understanding. I've told her, please, please don't ever bring me a dog that needs to lose weight, because I'm going to fail miserably at that. But if you need them to chunk up and, you know, look a little, you know, healthier and filled out, then I'm all about that. And it's wonderful. I mean, I love every dog I've ever met, even some hateful ones who weren't big fans of mine. I love them all, and I just feel like every single dog out there deserves a chance, and they don't have voices. They can't advocate for themselves. They can't help themselves, and so if somebody doesn't step up, what happens to them? We don't like to think about that, so we know we can't save every dog that's out there, but, you know, we'll kill ourselves trying.
Pam, how does Shelley's Angels choose their fosters? Where do you get those dogs?
Well, we try to recruit fosters. We don't have very many. I do that. I pull in the fosters. I usually put out a picture and ask them, please. And the pitiful pictures usually grab a foster or two. I think that we have 6 fosters right now, which is a very low amount. And each of those will take one dog a month.
What about the dogs? Are all of them strays, or do you pull from shelters?
We mainly pull strays off the street. The county that I live in, Overton County, and the county that Shelley lives in, Jackson County, has no shelter. So there is no other option for these dogs.
And how many do you see that are just roaming free, that probably don't have homes, have just been dumped? Do you see that constantly?
Yes, at least 30 a month.
30 a month?
At least 30 a month.
There's probably, what, 4 or 5 dogs for at least for every good home out there that, you know, that wants to adopt another animal.
There are actually groups of dogs that are waiting for us to pick up that we go and feed that are out as strays now. there's three groups right now, a mom and some puppies, a group of small puppies, and then a group of seven other dogs that are almost adults that we just go and feed because we don't have anywhere to put them right now.
When someone dumps them, don't they become a menace to the society too?
They do. They do.
So the simple solution would be getting them fixed.
Yes. When I pick up a stray off the street, usually it goes into my home first and I evaluate each dog before I send them off to my foster. So I will send a dog that's appropriate for that home. I won't send something that's wild to a home that people are going to be at work all day and then come home and not have time to exercise that puppy properly. So I try to match up the dogs to the foster home so that to keep the fosters on board and to make it a nice mesh between the family.
And you guys have talked about kind of some of the differences that your organization has versus a shelter. I mean, some shelters get a little bit of money from the government, not much to run, but you do not get anything like that?
No. Shelley's Angels relies solely on donations and, quite honestly, the generosity of Shelley herself's heart. But yeah, we don't receive any local, state, federal funding, nothing, you know, whatsoever. It's all private donations that offset, like I said, the cost of medical care. When they take on an animal, no matter what condition that animal's in, they take on the responsibility for the vet care, the feeding, the medication. And so even with the adoption fees, there's no way that's ever going to be, you know, that you're ever going to be able to cover all the expenses that you incur. And so if it weren't for people donating out of the kindness of their heart, we couldn't keep doing this, you know, indefinitely, for sure.
And Pam, well, how can someone help? I know they could be a foster, but if they can't do that, they can donate monetarily, or their blankets and things you guys need.
Yes, we always need blankets, towels, dog food, dog treats, leashes, collars, just
toys.
Anything a dog needs, anything along that line.
If somebody wanted to donate, where do they go? Who do they call?
We have a link on our Facebook page to donate, and also we use Raglan and Riley, so donations can be called in there at any time.
All right, and that is Shelley's Angels Saving Strays is the organization that we've been talking about. It is a nonprofit, but to help save the lives of more strays, it would be great to have donations. If you want to be a foster, go to their Facebook page, Shelley's Angels Saving Strays. I've been talking to Pam Stout and Beth Smith from Shelley's Angels Saving Strays. And if you want to find out more about it, go online to their Facebook page.
You've been listening to the Pup and Paws Cast, presented by Dog & Company. Check them out on Facebook or at dog-co.com.